It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. The White House announced a new travel ban on Sunday. This time, not all of the countries affected are Muslim majority, although most are. And this time, the ban is permanent, no longer with a 90-day time limit. Five countries from the current travel ban, the former travel ban, remain affected. That's Iran, Libya, Yemen, Syria, and Somalia. And the new ban now adds three other countries, Chad, North Korea, and Venezuela, although in Venezuela's case, the targets are primarily government officials, and it's far less stringent than the other countries in the ban. Leon Fresco is an immigration attorney and former Deputy Assistant Attorney General at the Justice Department. He joins us now. Leon, welcome back.
Hi, Todd. Thank you.
Give us your outline as an immigration expert here on this new ban and what exactly it does.
Well, the purpose of the new ban is to remedy the infirmities of the first two bans in order to show that there was a rigorous process conducted and to show that the reason for the ban is purely security-based and not based on any other extrinsic factors that may be objectionable. So what the administration does is they say they did a three-pronged analysis, and the three-pronged analysis had to do with, one, a country's ability to identify its citizens, meaning does a specific country actually know that Joe Smith is Joe Smith as opposed to somebody else, a particular country's ability to actually be a safe national security country in general, meaning that it's not a country that imports and exports terrorism, and three, a country's ability to actually not just have identity information, but also information that's criminal records, terrorist watch lists, etc. And then based on that, it had come up with a list of about 47 countries that were inadequate or at risk. And then it got down to 16 countries. And then it negotiated with those 16 countries to end up with the eight countries that are now on the list that you've just identified previously.
So what did the Trump administration see coming down the pike from the courts or elsewhere that led to this revised version that they think will pass judicial muster? And do you think it will pass that muster?
I think what it saw from the courts was that there was too much of a link with the original sin of the campaign promise of the Muslim ban that the first two orders had that they needed to extricate themselves from. And so they needed to conduct the kind of serious analysis that they say they've conducted. I mean, I have no reason not to think it was serious given all of the information that was released by the administration last night. And so the question is, in terms of will the court say that it will pass muster, the court has to make two separate decisions. One, the court needs to decide whether it's going to moot out the current case, which is to say, is it not going to pass judgment on what happened in the past? And I think that's pretty likely that the court isn't going to want to do that, given that such high stakes shouldn't, you know, be judged based on a policy that no longer exists anymore. And then the question is, moving forward, is the court going to require a brand new lawsuit to be filed just on this? Or is the court actually going to pass muster on what's been done now? If the court actually decides to move forward and adjudicate what's been done now, I think that most likely, given the ideological composition of the court and given how important these security risks are, given how many recent terrorist attacks we've seen, that the court probably will allow this current order to move forward, even though it is true that its genesis was an original Muslim ban.
A new version of the White House's travel ban from President Trump. This one still affecting Iran, Libya, Yemen, Syria, and Somalia, but some other countries too, as the White House struggles to overcome judicial objections. Leon Fresco, immigration attorney, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.